League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
That's all I need to know about you.
99.9 at CNN Raven. If you don't have respect for teachers or nurses, that is all I need to know about you. Happy Teachers Week and Happy Nurses Week, by the way.
Do you know somebody that doesn't have respect for teachers and nurses? That seems like an unpopular position to take, right. I would think.
If you take that position, that's all I need to know about
you. Okay, right. Fair warning.
Yes.
Fair warning. Don't you think about taking that position, people.
So Raven and I have been talking behind the scenes. We're like, it's Teachers Week and Nurses Week. Like, what should we do? And it's funny because yesterday I was at, I was at Marshall's. Mm-hmm. And I ran into a woman who, you know, she's a listener and I'd never met her before. Pam from Norwalk. Whoop, whoop.
What's up, Pam?
She's a teacher. But she looked at me and she's like, oh, I listen to you all the time. I'm like, oh, thank you. And I had Dakota, my baby. And it's the first time I had put her in the seat of, like, the carriage, you know, where you buckle them in.
Sure.
So I didn't, you know, usually you have, like, a blanket that goes underneath them. There's, like, a special thing you buy.
You had nothing.
I had nothing. So she looks at me. Wow. She goes, if you would have asked on the air, somebody would have brought you one.
Wow.
I was like, I know. I'm like, second child. I just figured I'd give it a try.
She'll be
right. Right, second child. She's durable.
I marched myself right to the baby section and grabbed one. I'm like, okay.
Oh, all man.
Set. Yeah,
all right. I've got one for you here. If you're jogging through the neighborhood and, you know, you're jogging at night, I'm all for the lights and the reflectors. I think it's a good thing, obviously. But now with LED lights, they've got these ones where they change colors. Have you seen this? It's like every color of the rainbow, blue, purple. It's like going to Miami or walking down the boardwalk in Lauderdale. It's just neon. And these people are jogging by my house at night over and over and over again. And the dogs think it's Christmas.
It's a rave.
Everybody's nice. Freaking out. And I got to tell you, I thought the cops were driving down my street a couple times yesterday. So
I like that.
If you have the color of the rainbow on your back and you don't think that it might be slightly distracting, that's all I need to know about you.
Well, I mean,
stay safe.
It's basically doing what it's supposed to do.
I don't know, man. You can't put red or blue lights on your car. So, you know what I mean? Because it looks like cop lights or something. Like, isn't there a thing you can't have the same lights as, like, an emergency light thing?
I don't know.
That's what it looks like. Or, like, a rave.
So, if you have these red and blue lights, like, on your body.
Right.
And you just, like, run really fast behind a car. Do you think somebody's going to think they're getting pulled over?
It was strange. The purple, the neon blue, all this stuff. You're looking and it's very distracting.
Man, that cop car's going really, really slow.
I might not hit you, but I'm probably going to hit something else is what I'm saying.
I want one of those. Not because I want to run. Anywhere, let's be honest.
You should wear it here in the
just
building.
Just wear it around.
Right.
Like, that's not bad. I'll definitely do that. Mm-hmm. If you're the person that spilled a half ton of roofing nails on the road in Danbury yesterday, that's all I need to know about you.
Oh,
that's
a man. Bad day. That's somebody.
Not good.
That is a bad day. It's going to be hard to tell your boss.
I was told that they do that on the Bronx on the highway so that all those tire repair shops get business. I don't know if it's true.
Wow.
That's what I was told.
That people toss them out there on purpose? Who knows?
Allegedly. I don't know. All right. You want to chime in too? Call us 1-800-330-9999. You just got to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. You may remember when a local Connecticut man was given a $300 ticket in Westport for being on his phone. Well, he fought it and said that it wasn't a phone. It was his hash browns.
Remember, do I ever. Anna, this was when you were out. We spent about 3 days focused in on this case here. It was a big deal. Around here. National news.
Well, thanks to his attorney, John Thigerson, he won. And joining us this morning, it's attorney Thigerson.
All right, John.
So when you got a phone call, start 99.9 at CNN Raven, saying, I need you to defend me. I was eating a hash brown. I wasn't on my phone. What did you think?
Well, I certainly thought that needed further conversation at my office. So I invited the gentleman in to give him a prototypical free consultation. And I indicated to him also that the fine would only be $300. The cost of legal representation would be far in excess of that. I told him essentially that Lady Justice may be blind, but she certainly is not cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And he indicated in no uncertain terms that he did not care about the cost, that he was not going to plead guilty to something he did not do, and he wasn't going to take the path of least resistance. So for him, it was a matter of principle, which I have to respect. He fought for the principle, and ultimately prevailed.
All right. I mean, that's the crazy part. It's like, I probably would have written the $300 and been like, jerk, I told you I was a hash brown. Did he bring hash browns to your first appointment?
He ate the hash brown. So right. We didn't have the hash brown. And in the manner in which he could bring it, I would not want it. Right. So, but he did indicate to me that he had the actual wrapper, and he did bring the receipt with the timestamp, which was about 2 to 3 minutes prior to when the ticket was issued, which was consistent with his story that he had picked up a hash brown on his way to work, and he was pulled over probably 3/4 of a mile from the McDonald's where that hash brown was purchased.
Those hash browns look like phones.
Of course, well, I mean, size-wise, yeah. Right? So it's what I call, Anna, the shaggy defense. The shaggy defense, John, if you're not aware, is one me. Wasn't me is the shaggy defense, right? She walks in, she finds him with the freak on the bathroom floor. Wasn't me, all right? And by the end of the song, she's forgiven him because wasn't him.
Attorney Thigerson joining us. He represented a man who fought a ticket in Westport saying that he was on his cell phone. He claims it was a hash brown he was eating.
How often would that work going to court? Because everybody tells you, oh, well, if the officer doesn't show up, right, that's obviously working in your favor. How often would a straight denial work? His word versus your word.
The reality is that officers rarely, if ever, do not show up to court. They get paid to appear in court, and if they're not scheduled to be on duty for the court hearing, they get paid overtime. So they have a financial incentive to show up in court. It's not like the stories you hear in Manhattan where a lot of times cops won't show up because they're too busy. My experience is Connecticut police officers routinely respond to subpoenas issued to appear, whether it be an infraction trial or a regular misdemeanor or felony trial. Whether or not the I didn't do it defense works depends upon the particular facts and circumstances of each case. I have tried a few of these cases, none of which have obviously received the national attention that this case has, where I prevailed because there's language in the statute that says you can rebut the officer's presumption that you were on the phone. It's an obligation of the defendant to assert a defense that he wasn't on the phone. Now, oftentimes, people will come in with phone records, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they weren't texting or looking on the phone.
Or playing Candy Crush.
But in this particular case, the allegation was he saw my client holding a cell phone and his lips were moving and he was talking on the phone.
And that's when you blew up the theory.
We'll find out how he ended up winning the case next right here on Star 99.9. A man got a ticket for having his cell phone in Westport. Well, it made national news because he fought it, saying it wasn't a cell phone, it was a hash brown.
Delicious.
His attorney, John P. Thigerson, joining us this morning on Star 99.9 at TN on Raven. How did you approach the case? Would you ultimately won?
When you get an infraction like this, whether it be a speeding ticket or a cell phone, you have a right to what's known as a magistrate trial, which is an attorney appointed to act as a judge. The rules of evidence don't apply. There's no court reporter. My client availed himself on his own in front of a magistrate and lost. You then have to file a written motion within 5 days requesting a trial in front of a real judge, where the rules of evidence apply and it's an actual judge of the superior court.
Do-over. I love that. Reset button.
It's a mulligan. There was a number of factors which I think played into the judge's decision.
One of which, I guess, was how long the police officer had been working.
He was just completing the last hour of a straight double shift. So rather than finishing 8 hours on the job, he was finishing 15 hours straight on the job. We established that where he claimed he was did not provide such a pristine line of sight that he tried to describe in court, and we established that through photographic evidence by pointing out where he was and there were trees in the way.
I like that, Anna. I like, you know, the thing that I like more than the evidence is the laser pointers, but you didn't need them for this one. No, we didn't.
The other thing was he testified that he only had 2 to 3 seconds to observe my client. We established that a vehicle traveling at 35 miles an hour covers at least 51 feet per second. So, you know, he had 2 to 3 seconds for his eyes to interpret the data, his brain to draw a conclusion, and for them to say, hey, I think this guy's eating a hash brown. Through cross-examination, I was able to establish that my client was not driving erratically. He was not operating his vehicle in an unsafe fashion. We further established that there was no need for my client to be on the phone because his car was Bluetooth enabled.
Right. Doofuses.
Well, mine is also connected to my car, and half the time it doesn't work. But that's another story for another day.
He could have been singing. He could have been singing his
into the hash
song,
brown.
John.
He could have been singing into that. But the he also offered to show the officer his cell phone and say, hey, look, here's my call history. And once the police officer had made a decision to pull him over, once he decided that my client had committed an offense, my client wasn't going to talk himself out of it. I should also indicate as an aside that this was talked about but never really brought out at trial. April of last year, as as April of this year was Cell Phone Awareness Month. Westport Police Department, as well as other local municipal jurisdictions, received federal funding for payment of overtime for the police officers for cell phone interdiction.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did not suggest anything nefarious was going on.
I simply reminded them.
And I've known the arresting officer for a long time. He's quite a nice guy, and I've dealt with him in the past. He's a straight shooter, but he's a human being like all of us, and he just made a mistake. A mistake because he was tired, a mistake because he had a limited opportunity to see my client, and once he made a decision in his head, you're not going to talk yourself out of an arrest.
Attorney Ferguson.
I love his closing remarks here.
I mean, it makes a lot of sense.
His closing remarks are strong here, Anna. Where was he the last time you got your ticket?
Has there anything ever been stranger than the hash brown?
Yes. Probably one of the funniest cases I've ever had to represent. It was early in my career. A couple had planned to get married in Norwalk, booked the reception hall, and they were going to get it catered by Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Nice.
Next to the church reception hall was a basketball court where there was a basketball league taking place.
Oh, no, they delivered it there.
The delivery shows up, and they go to the organizer of the basketball tournament. You guys order the Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Right. The answer is always yes.
The guy says yes.
Yep.
Everybody starts chowing down on boneless and the extra crispy. The client and his wife and all of their guests show up only to find out that their food had been consumed by all of the basketball players.
So who are they suing? KFC?
We sued KFC. Actually, this is how old the case is. They got a free trip to Chicago to be on the Jenny Jones show.
Nice.
Where she had a show where it was entitled Give Us Your Wedding Nightmare Experiences. So they not only got the money from KFC, but they got a free all-expense-paid trip to Chicago on Jenny Jones.
I love it.
Sounds like a thorough and spirited defense. No wonder it worked, Anna.
Attorney John P. Thigerson joining us. Where do people go to find you?
JPTESQ.com.
All right. Well, thanks, John, for coming today. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Have a problem? Anna's daughter Hayden can tell you what to do.
Don't get in trouble after 5 p.m. Otherwise, you'll probably get dessert taken away from you.
Love issues?
If he doesn't show up on a horse on your first date, he's probably not a parent.
Life problems?
Just tell your boss the truth. You want to put a playground with a slide in your office building so you can have recess during the work day.
Life advice with Hayden Zeff, Star 99.9.
That's right. If you ever need life advice, you can email my daughter Hayden, Hayden@star999.com. She's 10 years old and she's happy to help out.
Yeah, she doesn't have a doctorate or anything like that, but if we put her in an office with a couch and a couple of those fancy looking, you know, diplomas or degrees and fancy frames, you'd probably still not give her a copay. But
right, still. But you know what?
It's unfiltered advice, and it's pretty good usually.
Let's do it. Okay, Hayden, today's email says, good morning, Hayden. I recently moved to Connecticut from New Jersey for a new job. I'm a single woman in my early 30s, and I feel a little bit lonely. How do you suggest making friends in a new area? I've tried to talk to a few people at work, but they're all a lot older than me. And it's signed Clarissa. What do you think?
Okay, so what I think, you should go to those late night, like, amazing dance parties. That's where all the younger people are. I mean, even the men are there. You can make friends with them and maybe find yourself a boyfriend to a engaged honey bunny to a husband.
I think she's just looking to make some friends. She doesn't need to look for a honey bunny. And where are these late night awesome dance parties? Do you know where they are?
I don't know. The places where the bars are.
And where's that?
I don't know. South Norwalk?
Okay. Fair. So, you think that she can make friends at just going to bars late at night by herself?
That. And maybe she can go to more, like, parks and find people who walk dogs and talk to them.
I mean, that's not a bad idea if she has a dog.
But if she doesn't have a dog, that can be a little weird. She also, maybe she gets some new hobbies and find other people who like the hobbies, and then they can start talking and create a club. And after the club is done, then they are probably going to be good friends.
After. That's pretty good advice, ways to make friends.
Yep.
Do you think you're good at making friends?
Yeah, it's easy. Just be nice to people.
Easier said than done. You know, my daughter Hayden is really good at making friends, and my husband is really good at making friends. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, like, for me, I get shy when I meet new people.
It's your face.
It's your face.
That's your major impediment. Now, it's funny. You imagine the person that's hanging around in the dog area that doesn't have the dog that's like, hi.
Hey. Right?
Nice dog.
Let me pet your doggy.
Do you want to be my friend?
Want to hang out?
Yeah.
Right.
No.
Right. It can be tough, though. You're right.
It's hard to make friends as an adult. It's true. It can be difficult. But I like the idea of starting a club.
Right.
You know,
right. Better than just going to the bars.
Right.
Like we all did our entire lives.
Yeah.
If you need life advice, email me, Hayden@star999.com. Hayden, Hayden, @star999.com. See you next week.
What's the strangest thing you've ever seen on the highway? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven, Star 99.9. This past week, I saw, as I was driving home on Route 8, I saw a mattress flying around.
Nice.
Yep, dodge that one.
Did they have the hand? Oh, no, it was actually off the car at that point.
It was off the car, like, right, okay. Dodging it, go right. Swerving around it.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Fantastic. And then 95 northbound, I saw a pink Barbie Power Wheels off on the side, and I posted about it on Facebook, and it turns out several people have seen the pink Barbie Power Wheels.
How is nobody picking up the pink Barbie Power Wheels? Because let's face it, even if you don't have children, that thing looks fun. When you see it, you're like, you know what? If nobody was around and nobody was going to remind me about the weight limit, I'd jump on that thing and give it a little tote.
All I know is there's a sad, sad child somewhere that's
you're right.
Like, Daddy, turn around.
Yeah, my Power Wheels Cabriolet flew off. You know what I'm always amazed at is when I see boats. Like, yes. Who leaves their boat on the side of the road?
So
like,
weird.
You get a flat tire or you run out of gas or something like that. I'll be sitting right here with my boat on the side of the road. Just I'm not leaving my boat.
Who has to take the boat off the highway? Like,
I would imagine they come back for it, hoping that nobody else with a trailer hitch comes along in the meantime and is like, yeah, I'm taking that boat.
Taking
totally
boat.
My boat now.
My boat.
Like, does it have like a license or a registration where somebody could track who it belongs to?
And it does, but I mean, it's, you know, just like there's a chop shop for a car, they repaint that boat. Put it on the water.
Scratch off the VIN number.
It's gone, pal.
I don't know if you know this, but it's my dream to have a pontoon. So if somebody could leave a pontoon on the side of the Merritt Parkway,
right.
I would really like that. Took it right up the candle lake.
Right with the mattresses, couches. Couches. I see couches all the time. Mm. But it's not like they fell off. Because if you see broken furniture, that makes sense. But it's like they got, like, I don't know. They got down the road and they were like, no, we're not going
to
make the weight limit.
Yeah.
Like the airplane is not going to take off. So they're like, we got to get you right. We got to lose some weight.
Let's get rid of this couch.
Instead of leaving people on the side of the road, they leave the couch.
Yeah. I've always wanted a jet ski, so when I saw a jet ski on the side of the road in Route 8, just past exit 23 in Beacon Falls, I was like, should I grab this?
But you have to assume that if you see a jet ski, it's broken.
It's broken down. They're always broken down.
Yeah.
It's so
they're always broken down. So you know somebody was just like, not again.
Right.
And they just like, you know what?
Forget it was just it. In the woods.
Right.
It's like, how am I supposed to get this?
Right.
I can't put this in my Hyundai Sonata.
I'm over it.
1-800-330-9999. What is the strangest thing you saw on the side of the highway? 1-800-330-9999. Strangest thing you've seen on the side of the highway. It's Anna and Raven on Star 99.9. This past week, I saw a mattress literally just floating around the middle of Route 8, and I saw a pink Power Wheels Barbie car on the side of 95.
I don't know how you don't pull over and check that thing out. I got to be honest. I'm an adult. I've got no small children. I mean, I've got nieces, all right? I've got a nephew, but... Yeah, every time I look at a Barbie Power Wagon, I'm like, that looks like a good time.
It is a good time.
And if nobody was going to be like, you can't get on that when you weigh 215, I'd be on it.
Right.
If nobody was watching.
There's a lot of times where, like, you see those, like, the Mercedes-Benz Power Wheels.
Oh, man.
And
nice.
I was like, I can't get afford a real one, but maybe.
They got systems in them now. You're like, man, I'll take this to the beach.
This is nicer than my actual car.
Right.
Toys R Us used to have a layaway. You could pay $14 a month for it. I'm like, it's kind of like a car payment.
Nice. I love it.
Anyway, we asked on Facebook, what's the strangest thing? You've seen on the side of the highway. Leah wrote a Christmas tree flying off a car. That is my biggest nightmare.
That. I have seen that. Yep.
Kim wrote a prosthetic leg. Weird.
Wow. Somebody get that thing collected and put it in a box.
Somewhere.
I'm guessing there's parts that can be reused for that. Let's do it. Let's be responsible.
Christina says she saw a very large shark statue on 84.
I mean, again, so something confused. That should come home with somebody.
Right.
All right. A quality so item.
Shannon said just yesterday she saw Percy from Thomas the Train on a trailer on 84. Like it was being like brought somewhere.
A man.
So fun. A train on a tractor trailer on 84.
Right.
Cool. And then Rhonda says she saw a sleeping bag in a chair, which is kind of sad because somebody just set up shop. Yeah. On the side of the highway.
They live there.
It's where I'm moving to.
Hi, Anna and Raven. What did you see on the side of the highway?
All right. So last week I was passing exit 5 in Danbury and someone had assembled a bunch of sex toy dolls having a tea party.
On the side of the highway?
Yes. Yeah. In Danbury.
You know what? Now, I got to be honest with you, all right? You're thinking, to some, that would be slightly offensive, but the creativity almost defines it as an art project.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And I like to envision them having a camera set up and they're monitoring this from somewhere and they're just waiting to see if people interact with these things. Who sits down and has a tea party? Who gets freaky with them? Who just runs into them, whatever? The options are really limitless.
Oh, yeah. It was something. I was not sure what to do with that.
Nothing. You just keep driving.
I want to know if somebody's on the road in Danbury, whether or not it's still out there today.
You know what? It might be. It might be.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. Strangest thing you saw on the side of the highway?
Dead kangaroos.
Dead kangaroos on the side of the highway? Where were you?
I was in Australia.
That
I drove
makes
for
sense.
An hour. I counted 41.
Wait a minute.
What?
You were driving looking for dead kangaroos?
No, I was in Australia, and they have them there like we have dead deer, like upstate.
41, and you were driving
yep.
for an hour. Let me just do the math.
That was my college number.
All right.
In lacrosse. I was number 41, and that was the number.
That's weird.
Well, cool. You weren't playing for points, right?
Yeah. No, I was a little horrified. I was a little horrified, and people there treated it like we treat deer.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm just thinking, right, so if you're driving 80 miles per hour, right, so that's 80 miles, and you said 41 kangaroos.
Something like that.
Right, so that's...
On the wrong side of the road, mind you.
That's averaging a kangaroo a little bit less than every 2 miles. That's a lot of dead kangaroos.
For some reason, when I picture kangaroos crossing the road in Australia, I think of Frogger, the game.
Right.
Where they're just hopping, where the deer...
The wildebeest trying to cross the Zambezi, and the gators are just waiting for them. It's the same thing with RVs, I'm guessing, in Australia.
Can kangaroos jump over cars or no?
I think we know the answer.
Okay, never mind.
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9 Honda of Westport Couples Court.
It's Mom's Week on the Honda of Westport Couples Court, and joining us this morning is Susanna with her daughter, Brianna. And Brianna, you sent us this email, so what's going on?
My mom is on too many social media platforms. It was fine when she was on Facebook, because no one's really on Facebook anymore. But now she's got an Instagram, and she's got a Twitter, and she's adding all my friends. And I just really think she needs to just go back to Facebook and embarrass herself on there. And do the least amount of damage.
Oh. We are seeing this left and right now at this point. And I think I know what's going on. Your friends are liking your mom's photos, and you're getting jelly. There's a little bit of jelly. Susanna, what do you say to this?
I think she's so overreacting. I just think it's a lot of fun, and I like going on and posting stuff and liking stuff. And I don't know, she's so on my case about whatever. She's always saying, like, you shouldn't put that, or you didn't understand that, or that wasn't funny. And I feel like, you know, I'm a grown-up. Leave me
right.
alone.
Right. It's funny. The role of teenager versus mom has been reversed here, Anna Zapp. Do you see what's going on here?
I find it really...
Brianna's always trying to tell Susanna what to do.
Yeah, because she doesn't understand, like, the concept of, like, the caps lock button. So it just, like, literally looks like she's yelling at all my friends.
No, that's just enthusiasm. That's, you know, like, if you want to, like, emphasize your point. I think I can get
No, my friends would call me like, why is your mom always yelling at us? Here's a couple things she did this week, just this week alone. She put our actual address on Instagram, like she tagged us, like, at our house.
I see that.
Yeah.
I just don't see that. If you can see it, everyone can see it. Okay? And then she liked something on Twitter, and it was basically pornographic. Like, it was almost...
Oh, my God! I told you that was a mistake.
Right.
Right, but it happened.
Right.
You put your address out there, and you liked porn.
Good
for
you,
Mom. She kind of has a point, Brianna.
It was not porn. It was just a little off-color. But anyway, it was totally a mistake. It was, like, one of those, like, I just was hovering over, and then, you know, whatever. But anyway, and then the address, I did not think anyone could see that.
I love this. I think you're, like, a good follower. follow. This is what I want to see, this kind of hijinks.
So embarrassing.
Susanna, if our audience agrees with you, your mom, you want to keep making these mistakes on Twitter and Instagram and embarrassing your daughter, all the power to you. But Brianna may have a point, is that you really haven't taken the time to learn how to use these social media apps, and you may be putting yourself in more danger and embarrassing yourself, and she's just looking out for your well-being. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Absolutely. Yeah, I guess.
Great. Give us a call, 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Honda of Westport Couples Court, all about moms this week. And Brianna brought her mom, Susanna, because she wants her off social media. She says she can stay on Facebook because nobody's on Facebook anymore, according to Brianna. But she says she's got to get off Instagram and she's got to get off Twitter because, one, she posted her address this week, not knowing what she was doing.
Hey!
And, two, she liked a wildly inappropriate post.
Listen, my wife's grandmother posts everything with 17 exclamation points after. And I told you, she shares personal information all the time. That's what grandmas do. Every post that me and my wife put up, I saw the doctor today. I've got news about my eyes. Call me. We saw it on the other post, Mon. Thanks.
But maybe her daughter's just trying to look out for her in a situation like that. Whose side are you on? Should she have to get off those social media sites? 1-800-330-9999. Tana Raven.
I'm on that young girl's side, and I'm an older woman. And I didn't know yelling was all caps. So that mother should respect that daughter and shut up.
Wow. Yeah. I immediately jumped on the mom's, like, defense. I'm like, she's an adult. She can make her own decisions.
Sure.
But then I'm like, she's putting out her address. She's liking inappropriate things. Like, you know what? Somebody needs to school her on how to use social media.
I mean, school her, right. Give her some tidbits. But maybe that's the freak side in her coming out there. You can't just tell her no.
I mean, if you're a daughter and you're watching your mom like that kind of stuff, you're like, oh, my gosh, I'm humiliated. Whose side are you on? Honda of Westport Couples Court, 1-800-330-9999. Mom's Week on the Honda of Westport Couples Court, and Brianna says that she wants her mom off Instagram and Twitter. She can stay on Facebook because nobody she knows is on Facebook anymore.
Right. I get it. Parents are, they can be mortifying on social media, but I don't really think it's their business.
Star 99.9 in Santa and Raven. Just this past week, she's liked wildly inappropriate pictures by accident, and she's posted her actual address.
Hey, that's convenient.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999.
The mom side. She's an adult. She can go on social media however she wants. She can like whatever she wants. She probably shouldn't put her address, but, you know, it's a mom's prerogative, and we're supposed to embarrass our children no matter how old they are.
Right. I mean, if you're hovering over the Channing Tatum post, all right, or The Rock's post, he's in the gym or something like that, or Mark Wahlberg, I mean, that's nobody's business but your own.
You just named three guys.
Exactly.
Are those the guys you hover over?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're into that?
I mean, have you seen those workout shots? They're fantastic. Thank you for the call. And Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
Hey, I'm on the young girl's side. There's no reason the mom needs to friend her children's friends. That's the problem.
No, the friends are hitting up the mom, not the mom hitting up the friends of the daughter.
I think it's all happening. I think that's the problem.
Why would they be doing that?
Because she's so interesting and awesome. Really.
I'm friends with all my friends' moms. On social media.
See, look at that.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be.
No, not the kids, though. You shouldn't be friending the kids, though.
I don't know. All right, thank you for the call.
You're friends with a couple, I can tell already by your hesitation.
Well, a lot of times the moms don't, like the kids don't let the moms be their friends, so I'm their friend, and then I spy, and I go and I report back.
Right. Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm definitely on the mom side. I mean, kiddo needs to step off. I'm a mom. If her friends have such a problem with the things that she's doing, there's a thing called blocks. They can take her off their friends list. I mean, come on. Yes, it's probably not a great thing that she put the address on, but so the kid says, hey, mom, don't do this, you know, and then just leave her be. I mean, let her live her life.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Susanna, our audience agreed with you. Mom, she's an adult. Brianna, maybe you can spend some time teaching her how to do these things so that she won't embarrass you so much in the future.
I'd love that, honey. Yeah, well, by the time you figure it out, they'll have like a new social media and Twitter won't even be a thing. But yeah, I guess I'll try. I don't know.
All right, not your mom's fault. Society's fault, clearly.
Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Wish you the best of luck and happy Mother's Day, Ma.
Thank you.
If anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescourt@star999.com.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Dude, it wasn't cheap.
Bought an O, you bought
Spent hours a day stock fading your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Man, are you awake? Yeah.
As soon as your eyes shut, I'm going to punch you square in the face.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
I'm not going back to being poor and dancing at the wizard's dinner.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Hey, Nancy, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Okay, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Nancy.
All right, thank Nancy. You. Here's how it works. Raven is walking out of the studio. When that door closes, he's not going to be able to hear us. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in and ask him the same five questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If the tie, it goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, $100 gift card to Little Pub. You ready?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Number one, this former supermodel, former talk show host, came out of retirement for a Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue.
Tyra Banks.
Number two, Busy Phillips announced her late-night show has been dropped by this network that is also the home of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
That was the E! Network.
Number three, the newest royal baby has a name, Archie Harrison Mountbatten Windsor. Is Archie short for something else?
I believe they just named him Archie.
Number four, James Cameron congratulated the Avengers for overtaking Titanic as the second highest grossing film of all time. What's number one highest grossing film of all time?
Titanic.
Number five, Dennis Rodman has been accused of robbing a yoga studio with three accomplices. Which one of his ex-wives was a Baywatch babe?
Pamela Anderson.
All right, let's bring Raven back in.
How'd you do?
Nancy gave it a good try. She got 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5 is pretty good.
All right, let's see.
Let's see how I do.
Number one, this former supermodel, former talk show host, came out of retirement for a Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue.
It's Tyra Banks. She's one of three covers from what I hear. Yeah. Tyra Banks still looks fantastic. She's beautiful. She retire because she was just like, I'm tired. She got some sort of ailment, right? Some health thing.
I don't know about that, but she does look beautiful on the cover. That's for sure.
She does a lot of TV and everything. Like, you ain't got to work every day.
Right.
It's okay.
She's done a lot.
It's okay to take a day off.
She's put in her work. That's for sure.
Well, I'm sure she's putting in the work on that issue.
Nancy
Creepy.
Is still leading you 3-1. Number two, Busy Phillips announced her late night show has been dropped by this network that is also the home of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Kardashians Z.
That's right. Nancy's still leading you 3-2. The newest royal baby has a name. Archie Harrison, Mountbatten, Windsor. Is Archie short for something else?
I'm going to guess Archibald. Yeah.
No. Archie is just Archie. It's not short for something else.
Well, that is sad.
You know what's weird? Is that Archie is one of the top 20 most popular names in England. Isn't that interesting?
Well, I mean, I guess so.
All right, Nancy's still leading you 3-2. Number four, James Cameron congratulated the Avengers for overtaking Titanic as the second highest grossing film of all time. What movie is the number one highest grossing film of all time?
Well, guess what? That's why James Cameron can be so humble is because it's also his Avatar.
That's right.
But it's not going to last very long against Endgame.
You guys are tied at 3. Number five, Dennis Rodman has been accused of robbing a yoga studio with three accomplices. Which one of his ex-wives was a Baywatch babe?
Carmen Electra.
Carmen Electra is correct. I'm sorry, Nancy. Raven beat you 4-3 this morning.
Okay, I guess I'm Nancy from West Haven, and I cannot beat Raven.
Well, thank you for trying. We appreciate it.
Better luck next time.
We got another shot for you to get the cheat sheet. The first two answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions coming up at 5:30 this afternoon with Kevin Begley. Over the course of the last week, we've been taking your nominations on why your mom is mom-umental and hooking you up with $100 gift cards to Adam Broderick. We got all the info at star999.com. And we have another mom we have to highlight right now.
Happy Mother's Day.
Just all this Mother's Day stuff.
Happy Mother's Day.
Hi, Helen.
Yes.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven at Star 99.9. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thank you.
Yeah, we have Katie on the line, your daughter, and she had nominated you to win our Momumental Award because all this week we're going to be highlighting different awesome moms in the area.
Oh, that's so great.
Katie, can you tell us a little bit about your mom?
I sure can. So my mom's been an incredible mom to me for 30-plus years at this point, and she's just been going through a lot lately. Back in October, she received a cancer diagnosis, and I have to say, she took it like a champ. She's very positive. She's doing everything her doctors tell her to do and keeping a positive outlook. Unfortunately, we've had some treatments and stuff that weren't really working for her, and she just kept the faith and kept going. During all of that, as opposed to everything else, at the beginning of March, unfortunately, my little brother, her son, passed away unexpectedly. That was a huge blow to our family, and we were really worried about my mom and what she was going to do with the treatments. And even the next day afterwards, she went to her next treatment. She's just been such a trooper, and she's keeping the faith, and I'm just so proud of her, and I think she really deserves this.
Yeah, I definitely think if anybody deserves a little time at the spa, Helen, it's you.
Oh, thank you so much.
How are you feeling?
I'm not too
not too bad at all, actually. Everything's been going pretty well, thank you.
Well, I think it's commendable, of course, that, you know, we have no choice in life. We must soldier on, but too often we are defeated by the challenges that we're facing around us, so.
Yeah, exactly. We just, my husband and I say we're just taking one day at a time. That's all we can do right now.
Right.
And thank God for Katie, because without her, I don't know what I'd do. She's been so awesome to us, too.
She seems like a pretty awesome daughter. And I got to say, I don't even think we had this out for like 20 minutes. And I think your daughter's email was the very first one that came in. So she was quick to nominate you and say, right. No, my mom deserves this.
She's carrying your strength with her.
Oh, that makes me feel so good. Thank you so much, guys.
Katie, thank you so much for nominating your mom.
Thank you guys so much for considering her and giving her that.
All right, we're going to hook you up with a $100 gift card to Adam Broderick. And Helen, Katie, you guys have a happy Mother's Day.
Oh, thank you so much for everything. You guys have a great day.
Good stories, good thoughts, good news. In a world filled with negativity, it's time to tell Anna and Raven something good. Tell me something good. Star 99.9.
Funny story. Nicole McCullough is the co-founder of Celebrate Shelton, which is a great organization that does a lot of free, awesome events to bring awareness and people out in Shelton, right?
You know, Shelton has been so good to me. It's like my second home down here.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Can we talk about what happened this past Friday night, the mistake I made?
Oh, it was amazing. It was classic.
So we were hosting Adam's House, which does incredible work in Shelton. We were hosting a Dancing with the Stars night. Nicole and I were co-hosting it together.
Okay.
And we have our scripts, and we're reading about each of the dancers. One of the dancers was very well known in the room.
Donna DiBenedetto.
Right.
She's fierce.
Yep. I'm reading her bio, and I'm reading it quickly because, you know, it's fast. And I'm like, Donna enjoys spending time, and the paper says family, but I say husband for I don't know what reason.
Okay, Donna, she enjoys spending time with her husband, you said.
Right, instead of family.
Yeah, she don't need no husband.
Well, guess what?
What?
Newly divorced.
Oh, good.
So now the whole room goes, oh,
right. No, you didn't. No,
they know you made that mistake.
Right.
The business is known around here.
So then she looks at me over her shoulder, and I go, oh, no, I mean the family. And then she's like, yeah, I'm divorced. And then I'm like, I'm sorry you're divorced. There's hundreds of people in the room.
Mic's on.
Yep.
Still going.
Are they gonna
still going
to ask me to come back or no?
I think so. And let us be clear. Donna took both wins home.
That's true.
So it was
she
well
crushed.
Worth it.
Yeah.
She crushed.
Right. So she's already the queen of the ball before this even thing gets rolling here.
Yep.
Yeah. And you're the first time host because you told me that this was a big deal.
Like,
we always thought that you would be invited or whatever before. This is the first time and you were hosting it. It's a big deal.
Yeah. So I messed up. Sorry. I really feel bad about it.
You were amazing. People loved you. Well, crowds were cheering.
That's the thing is, you know, sometimes the screw up is really the most memorable thing, right? They're like, oh, that one's crazy. That's why we got to have her back.
Listen, Raven, she put her money where her mouth was.
Mm. Yeah, I felt really bad. So I immediately said on the microphone, I will give an additional $20 towards voting for Donna. And I went and I made my daughter Hayden go in my wallet and take the $20 and march it over into it.
So she put Paul's money where her mouth was.
Right.
She put her husband's
thank
money.
You. Right. Thank you, Paul.
Well, either way, Celebrate Shelton does incredible things for the community. You got a big event coming up this Saturday called Mamas and Mimosas.
We're super excited. So we're kicking off our season this Saturday with Mamas and Mimosas, which is taking place at Adam's House. This week, the market is taking place there. Proceeds will benefit Adam's House. So we've got a shopping event with really beautifully curated handmade artisans throughout Connecticut.
Nice.
We've got, oh, I don't know, unlimited mimosas
yep.
for everyone that joins.
Let me drop that there right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, Raven's coming. we have live music with Leanne Lovelace and Paul Cremars, as well as El Sarah. Free mini makeup. Makeovers,
nice.
Workshops from Dr. Lori Monaco. And then we have additional services as well that weren't included in the low ticket price of only $7.
Can't beat that.
Say what?
Yeah. So this is all going down this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Adam's House in Shelton. That's 241 Coram Avenue. And if you want more information, you can visit CelebrateShelton.com. And I got to say, Nicole, you do a lot of really cool things for the town of Shelton.
Thank you, Anna. Yeah, we work really hard. Jimmy, Michael, and I, we really strive to do that one goal, which is to celebrate where we grew up and bring families and music lovers and people out. And we've got an awesome calendar of events this year. So limited tickets are available for this Saturday. We actually have probably less than 50 available. So get online. We'll try to make them available, maybe additional ones at the door. But we're kicking off this Saturday and then we move into our summer and we're psyched for it.
Celebrate Mother's Day with Celebrate Shelton. Sounds like a great idea.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.